welcome to Amigos and Flamingos. Here, your host, Jacob Schoenfeld.
Adam Amin.
And Chris Aria.
This podcast is brought to you by Cuddle Party. At a Cuddle Party, you gain clarity, confidence, boundary, communication skills, comfort, support, encouragement, and the secrets to welcome and relax.
And remember, it's not a party unless you're cuddling.
Now let's get straight to it.
Today we will be talking about the famous book, A Monster Calls, by author Patrick Ness. This book will tug at your heartstrings, so warning right off the bat for emotional purposes. Alright, so let's start with our first topic, the monster. What do we think of him? What do we think he represents? Jacob?
I feel like the monster represents all of the grief and the sadness that our main protagonist is feeling at the moment with, in fact, his mom has cancer, and it's just very, he's just going through a lot, and I feel like the monster represents that grief and that sadness that he holds.
Yeah, see, I agree with that, but I thought the monster also represented his strength in a way, because the monster there, it teaches him lessons, tells him stories, and even there's one scene in the book where the monster, according to our main character, beats up a kid for him. While we know that's not true, but that's what, to him, the monster appears to be. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I agree with what he said, like what the monster represents. He's not, like, he's indirectly representing like the author's thoughts in many ways.
Okay, so our next topic is cancer and how it affects us as people. This is obviously a major topic because the book is primarily about a young child dealing with his mom having cancer. Jacob?
Cancer basically affects probably 75% of
most
all
people,
humans,
right?
Most people know someone who
died of cancer,
or even, you know, overcame it.
Yeah.
Cancer is, you know, not all cancer is bad, as in biology. Cancer is just, you know, cancer is cancer.
Yeah. It's something that everybody has to deal with, so I think that's part of the reason why this book affects us so much and is relatable for everybody, because everybody, even if it isn't cancer, it could be any other sickness, it's highly relatable for a young kid losing a loved one and how they're dealing with it. Throughout the book, we see our main character become more and more isolated, to the point where the only person he's really talking to is his mom with cancer and his fictional made-up monster friend in order to help get him through the day.
Probably the worst thing about cancer that the worst thing is that like there's no cure, like there's no possible way that you can like avoid it, and there's no way you really even get it. You just randomly get cancer, so anyone can get it.
I think that's the theme throughout the book, the fact that he knows from the start that there's nothing he can really do about it, and that his mom isn't getting better, but in his mind he keeps rationalizing, oh, she's getting better, she'll go through another set of treatment. That's a main topic in the book.
So the only thing he could do is just, like, he knows she's gonna die, so the only thing he could do is just make the best of it. Because you're gonna die for sure if you have cancer.
Now, we're not saying that basically if you have cancer, you're automatically dying here. That's not what we're saying. It's just certain cancers are terminal. A lot of cancers are treatable.
Yeah, but in most cases, like that's the main reason that it's so serious, that most people like don't survive through cancer.
Yeah.
All right. Our next topic is the three stories the monster tells. Mm-hmm. Now these stories are distinct, but their lessons vary quite a bit, and they aren't always the most clear stories. What was the first story again?
It was about the king.
Yeah.
Who had a son, who is a prince. And then the king married a young
beautiful queen.
Who turned out to be old.
Was accused of being a witch.
Well, she was.
She was a witch, I guess.
But, yeah, and then...
The story portrays the prince, the young prince, being chased off by the queen, who is a witch, with him and his loved one.
And then he does run away with a beautiful young farmer girl, who the town loves. And then there was a twist. The prince actually killed the farmer daughter, who he was going to marry and run away.
He kills her in order to frame the witch queen.
Gain support of the people to overthrow.
To overthrow her and regain power. The lesson of this story, it's not really too clear. Most of the stories that the monster tells, you realize that there isn't one specific lesson. There's no good guy, there's no bad guy, but things are the way they are. Sometimes good guys are bad guys, and bad guys are good guys.
So, you know, let's talk about the main story here with the fourth tale.
Oh, yes. Because our main character's tale that he has to tell the monster.
He had to physically admit that he wanted to let go of his mom so she wouldn't die.
Yeah.
Which is sad to think about. You don't want to let go of a loved one. He didn't want to admit it.
He couldn't admit that her just finally letting her go did bring him a sense of relief, because now all the worrying, all the anticipation, it was over. He's like, okay, I understand this, and I'm prepared for it when it happens. Yes.
Which, it's sad to realize that he let go of his mom, but at the end of the day, he needed to, and I feel like the monster tried to show him that, which he did.
I think that was the point of all the conspicuous lessons, how they didn't have any good guy or bad guy.
Yeah.
That those lessons taught him, like, just because he's letting go of his mom doesn't necessarily mean
he's good or bad.
He's a good guy or a bad guy. It's just what he has to do, and that's how life is sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Cancer is a terrible thing. The one thing that we want you to basically
take from this
is... it's okay. You know, go to the doctor, get checked regularly. Early detection is key. And you know, if you do know someone,
it's okay to let them go.
It's okay to let them go. We're not telling you to let you go.
It's okay. 10 out of 10 book. Would read again. Definitely. It's an easy read, it's not too difficult.
Now, Patrick Ness has a couple more books that we haven't read yet, but we've heard great reviews about them. Mm-hmm. So, if you have read them,
please contact us, email us, let us know what you think. If you've read A Monster Calls, tell us what your interpretations of the book were. Alright, and see you next week. This was the Amigos and Flamingos podcast.